It is with pleasure that one reads in the official report, October-November 1931, the pronouncement from Mr. De Valera himself. Quote, "I will say this now about secret societies, that since the volunteers were founded, they were never necessary. That if it was required to get examples to prove that the Catholic doctrine with respect to them is right, I could give examples, because every evil that was said to flow from these societies has, to my knowledge, flown from them." End of quote. Non-secret societies imbued with the Masonic naturalistic spirit. The Rotary International. Non-secret societies influenced by Freemasonry are of two kinds. Some are founded by Masonry to diffuse its ideas. Others are founded by non-Masons with excellent intentions, but then become imbued with the Masonic spirit and serve Masonic purposes, especially by the diffusion of a spirit of naturalism and indifference to the one true faith. Without seeking to solve the question whether Rotary was founded by Masonry as a sort of offshoot, we may take it as a typical example of a society imbued with the Masonic naturalistic spirit. Masonry, as we have seen, is a naturalistic society, that is, a society which claims to make men good and morally independently of the supernatural life which comes to us from our Lord Jesus Christ, thanks to membership of the mystical body. Masonry thus, indeed and in fact, puts itself in the place of the one true visible church. A purely natural association claims to make men good, and, with a gesture of sublime indifference to the supernatural life of Jesus, puts his mystical body on the same level as all man-made religions. It even claims superiority over them all. Now we find this very same attitude in Rotary. It is not so blatantly prominent, but it is there all the time. For example, in the Manual of Procedure for Rotarians, we read, quote, "The Rotary Code of Ethics sets forth the principles and practices that should exist not only between Rotarians, but all business and professional men everywhere. To read this code of ethics, which the Rotarians have adopted as their ideal, is to realize one of the reasons why this exclusively new movement has gone forward by leaps and bounds during the past 5 years. Men have been waiting for this very thing." End of quote. Here we are in presence of a society completely natural, with the foundation of which, of course, the mystical body, the Catholic Church, had nothing to do. Yet this society asserts that the world had been waiting for it to formulate a code of morality for all businessmen everywhere. Let us now take some examples of Rotary teaching in action at the annual convention of the society. At Edinburgh in 1921, Gabriel Gorse, president of the Rotary Club of France, delivered an address in which, amongst other things, he said, quote, "It was in France, more than a century ago, that were proclaimed the rights of man and of humanity. These ideas incorporated in your Rotarian creed, these ideas which exalt altruism, probity, the dignity and solidarity of man, will be welcomed in our country as well-loved children who, having traveled around the world, return from their long journey to their mother country." End of quote. From the volume of the proceedings of the 16th Annual Convention of Rotary International at Cleveland in the United States, 1925, the following picture of creation is taken. It formed part of the pageant there presented to the assembled Rotarians. Quote, "In the darkness a star appeared, followed by another, and then the moon. With the gradual lighting of the stage, a dense jungle was seen in which appeared in succession an ape man, a man of the Stone Age, and a savage or barbarian. As the scene became lighter through the dawn of day, mankind appeared in the modern sense in the person of Adam. The character showed its astonishment at the scene that greeted its eyes. Imagination, thought, raised man from beast and gave him power to subdue beast." End of quote. Finally, a passage of an address may be quoted in which the naturalism of Rotary shows itself anti-Catholic and anti-supernatural in true Masonic style, as is inevitable. It is from a lecture on fellowship delivered by a Mr. Charles Moynihan at the 14th Annual Convention of Rotary held at St. Louis in the United States in 1923. Other things, Mr. Moynihan said, quote, "I do not condemn the full use of the human intellect in its effort to fathom every depth of the vast ocean of knowledge, because I realize that scientific, political, and religious thought was for centuries firmly held in the dead hand of intolerant and barbarous superstition, that for more than 12 centuries thought was largely without form, and void and darkness was upon the minds of men. That 2,000 years compassed the bondage of the human mind to the metaphysics of Aristotle. That Galileo was imprisoned for proclaiming the true theory of the solar system and sentenced to repeat the 7 penitential psalms for differing from Moses and the theologians. Great genii have from time to time visited with tornado effect original doctrines on the warped and stunted minds of their contemporaries and on those static institutions that harbored a mistaken political or religious program, a vast destruction of things that were occurred. Christ, Voltaire, Shakespeare, Lincoln, and Confucius mean more to the average individual than the periods of history during which they lived, and their memories represent immortal shrines past which a procession of posterity humbly walks with bowed and reverent head, end of quote. To put the filthy, sneering Mason Voltaire on the same level with our divine Lord Jesus Christ, whose mystical body on earth Voltaire spent his life attacking and calumniating, is surely not only naturalism, but blasphemous naturalism. Of course, the whole discourse is a long issue of absurdities and half-truths. There is no doubt that Rotary is doing its part in detaching men from the mystical body of Jesus. No wonder Pope Leo XIII, in his encyclical letter, Humanum Genus, on Freemasonry, warned the bishops of the world to watch over the education of the young, quote,